You know, we see a lot about temptation in our readings today. Of course, we see that story of Adam and Eve, of the first sin, the original sin, that fall that led us out of relationship with God, that led humanity, put a separation between us and humanity, or us and God, excuse me. We see the temptations that our Lord went through, those three temptations by the devil as he was testing him, trying to figure out who exactly this Jesus person really was. Well, just as Adam and Eve were tempted, and just as our Lord are tempted to fall into sin, we are tempted in the same ways. We are tempted in the same exact ways. The devil is not original. He does the same things over and over and over. He does the same temptations to us that he did to Adam and Eve. And so during this Lenten season, we have the opportunity to recognize those temptations, to see those temptations in our lives, and to resist them as our Lord did. Now, just as a reminder that temptation is it's a strong desire towards sin. It's a wanting to sin. It's that pull towards sin. You know, sin, which is an act that is contrary to God's will and his commandments. Frankly, it's an offense between God, and it affects our relationship between us and him and between us and others. There is no such thing as a private sin. There's no such thing as a sin that does not, in one way or the other, affect our relationship with those around us, as well as affecting our relationship with God. Well, we look at these temptations that our Lord went through, and he underwent the same temptations that we undergo. These same ones that we go time and time and time again. We see the first temptation is the temptation towards physical pleasure. Now, you can imagine that our Lord was hungry after 40 days of fasting. I can't even make it through one day of fasting without feeling like I'm about to waste away. I can't imagine what it would feel like after 40 days. And so our Lord was hungry. And this temptation was something simple, something we might not even consider a great temptation. Just turn these stones into food. Well, of course, the temptation was for him to use his power for his own physical pleasure. We have the same temptations for these physical pleasure. We have the same temptations when it comes to food, especially. Food can be a big one that can cause us, you know, we overeat, we overdrink. Food and drink can be physical, can be a temptation for physical pleasure. Of course, sexuality is another one, and so on. There are so many ways that our physical pleasure becomes a temptation for us when it is done in a way that is contrary to God's will for our lives, contrary to our human nature, contrary to our relationship with others. We got the second temptation. Put God to the test. The devil put him up on the top of the temple there to throw himself off, and the angels will prevent him from falling onto the rocks, from being hurt. You know, we do the same thing. You know, have you ever said at some point, if God doesn't want me to do this, he's not going to let me. You know, we tempt God, saying, okay, God, you prevent me from doing this. You know, we might have that temptation. The test was whether or not God would protect him in the same way we might test God. If you really love me, you're going to do. We have that same temptation. And then the third temptation that our Lord went through was for self-importance and selfishness. That if he bowed down and worshiped the devil, he would get all the world, would be his kingdom. He would rule over all of it. It's all about, making it all about importance for him. Selfishness, this temptation to put ourselves first, to put ourselves before anyone else. It's pride. It's this human pride. It's this saying, as the devil did, non servire, I will not serve. That's what this third temptation is about, saying we will not serve God, we will not serve anyone else. It's all about me. These are the temptations that we undergo. Now, they might be very different. We might not have the temptation to bow down and worship the devil. But in many other ways, we are tempted to do things which focus only on ourselves and not on others. And this last one, this human pride, is the worst because it's the one that can lead to many others. In fact, it was human pride that led to Adam and Eve's fall. I mean, look at how these three temptations played out within the temptation in the Garden of Eden. First, physical pleasure. They saw that the food was good. It was pleasing to eyes. You could imagine it was, you know, nice, perfectly ripe fruit. It looked good. It would be just perfectly sweet. It would be exactly what they would want for that physical pleasure, that sensation of the eating. Secondly, put God to the test. You know, our Lord says, "You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or even touch it, lest you die." God said, you know, this is a command. If you do this, you will die. And what does the devil say? Oh, that's not going to happen. You're not going to die. Put God to the test. Test him. Make him do it if he's actually going to. And then third of all, self-importance and selfishness. This is where the human pride comes in. You will be like gods who will know what is good and what is evil. You will be like God. You will no longer be this lowly human being. You will be better. You will be greater. You will be gods. That human pride, that selfishness, that self-centeredness. We too can fall into these temptations. We too can have these rear up in our lives. And the response to the temptation is always to run away, to flee, to avoid it, to reject it, to respond as our Lord did by not falling for it. Adam and Eve fell for the temptation, and that sin led to death. Maybe not right away, but eventually. Jesus resisted that temptation, and because of the grace that comes when we resist temptation, it leads to eternal life. That's our call. So during this Lenten season, may we truly look at our conscience, look at how we have resisted or fell for temptation, and to find those sins in our lives, properly guided by church teaching, of course, to find those temptations and to root them out, to get them out of our lives, so that we may be able to truly serve our Lord, to truly seek that eternal life that he promises us.